Okay, we want to call this meeting of the Board of the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District to order. This meeting was previously noticed for 9 a.m. this morning. We want to do a quick roll call just for the recording. So I'll start off. I'm Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen & Reese District Council. I'm here at the anchor location with Jennifer Gowans from my office. Everybody want to go ahead and just call out your names for the record?
Randy Larson with Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel to the District.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Stephanie Nast, Pid Clerk.
Rep Boren, Pid. I can't remember my title. Matt.
That's okay.
I believe you're the treasurer, Britt.
Yeah.
Treasurer, Pid Treasurer.
Sam Elder, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Brendan Brown on from D.A. Davidson as well.
Kara Core with D.A. Davidson as well.
Okay.
Damon Georgelis for Reef Capital Partners and the developer.
Hayden Jepson also for Reef Capital Partners and Reef Private Equity, the developer.
All right. Thanks, everyone. I know that's kind of a funny exercise to go through, but I think it's important we get that on the record, so I appreciate it. We do have a quorum of the board today, so we can proceed with our agenda items. First, we have a couple of consent items. The first is to approve the minutes of the last board meeting, which was held on December 4th, 2023. We also have an agenda item to approve any outstanding payment applications, but I don't believe there's any of those today. So can we get a motion to approve the minutes of the last board meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last board meeting. Sorry, Steph.
I'll second Brett's motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The first item in the general portion of our agenda is to consider approval of resolution 2024-01. You have this available. You can pull it up on screen, Jennifer. This is to consider adoption of resolution approving the second amendment to the governing document.
Is that this one?
Nope, it doesn't look like we have it. That's okay. It doesn't look like we have this to pull it up on screen, but I believe it was circulated earlier. This is the resolution to approve the second amendment to the governing document, which was previously approved by the Ivan City Council, as well as the interlocal agreement that goes along with that amendment. Board members, do you have any questions about this resolution? Okay, if not, we look for a motion to approve it.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2024-01.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And that was unanimous. Thank you. Okay, our second item on the agenda today is resolution 2024-02. I know we do have this one, Jennifer, or at least the most recent version that we have. This is to consider adoption of a resolution of the Board of Trustees of Black Desert Public Infrastructure District to establish the terms of and conditions of an assessment ordinance for Black Desert Assessment Area Number 1, to authorize the execution of a designation resolution and an assessment ordinance to the assessment area, and approving the appraisal for the assessment area, and further authorizing the taking of all other actions necessary to the consummation of the transactions contemplated by the resolution. So, yep, that's
Matt,
it.
Matt, are you okay if I give a quick commentary on this?
Yeah, please do.
Introduction. I'll try not to be too repetitive, but a couple of tweaks to the resolution that we made late last night. The first one, of course, Aaron described as updating the amount of the assessments to not exceed $234 million and change. And then the second one was a recital or a finding. When we come up with that $234 assessment amount, we are relying upon an appraisal that assumes finished lots, including the hotel above the parking structure. And there's not currently funding for that, yet the appraisal relies on that amount. The Assessment Act allows us to add to the value of the land as is, the assessment bonds or the improvement amount, plus any other construction loans, equity, or other types of funding that would be available to complete that. So I just, you know, it's part of the connection here between the developer and the district to be able to have comfort with that. But the board is in adopting this resolution, would be making a finding that it has sufficient funding to complete that hotel that the appraisal relies upon. And it also has a finding that we recognize the golf course is not entirely located within the assessment area. Portions of it are in Santa Clara, but we do anticipate, and the district anticipates, that access to the entire golf course will be available to those properties in the assessment area. Now, I don't, Damon, want you to read this, nor do I want the record to read as if that's an individual right to property owners. It's solely for purposes of the assessment. The assessment took an income approach, or I'm sorry, the appraisal. It's solely for purpose of the appraisal. The appraisal took an income approach to valuing the golf course. And so the ability to utilize the entire golf course for that income approach is important. And that's the only thing that we are making a finding as a board today, would be that we expect there to be access to use the golf course as the appraisal assumes. It should not be viewed as a guarantee or a promise to any property owner of actual use of the course. So I wanted to make those notes in the resolution that we're about to adopt. And then, as Aaron described, the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution have been modified due to calls yesterday to allow for an allocation process during subdivision that would be the lesser of 3x coverage or the coverage on a particular parent parcel that existed today. And that's to allow for the flexibility of reallocating, particularly on the condo plats initially, that we anticipate in the future for the two parking structures. So I'll stop there, invite any questions you may have, but I thought it was important to summarize those points before the board makes a motion on the resolution.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Any questions on any of that? So I think what I would propose we do then is because those changes to the designation resolution and ordinance are still pending, I'd like the board to approve this resolution subject to the changes that Randy has described. Is that sufficient from your perspective, Randy?
Yeah, that works. I would also note that as bond counsel to the district, Aaron and I have those copies in front of us and are available for your review if you need. So,
okay, great.
Yep, and just also that the authorizing resolution, you know, authorizes the ordinance and resolution and designation resolution to be finalized, you know, once we kind of have a matching acknowledgement, waiver, consent. You know, I think there's just the last few details of confirming the square footage of the parking garage and the acreage of the golf course that's within Ivan City. And then those documents, I think, will be, you know, ready for finalization and execution.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're substantially final form now. And in no event will any changes increase the maximum assessment improvement amount as described in the authorizing resolution. So,
okay. So board members, to make this easy for you, I would recommend that your motion be to approve resolution 2024-02, subject to the conditions and details that Randy and Aaron have described.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-02, subject to the condition and changes in the authorizing resolution that Randy and Aaron have described.
I second that motion.
All right.
Brett was really good. I don't want to take on Brett in memorization. He nailed that.
All right. Thanks, guys. We have a motion and a second. Any further questions or discussions on the motion? If not, I call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was unanimous. We don't have any other formal items on the agenda, but before we close the meeting, any other items that anyone on the call, board members or otherwise, feels like we ought to address in the open meeting? Okay. If not, I'd invite the board to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Okay.